Welcome to Biceps and Banter with expert trainer Brandon Crow. Hold on to your dumbbells and get ready for this conversational style podcast focused on interesting everyday dribble with tasty tidbits of health-related information sprinkled in. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Biceps and Banter. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the Twinkie diet, or at least the premise behind the Twinkie diet. So for 10 weeks, a professor of human nutrition at Kansas State University, Mark Hubb, ate one of these Twinkies every 3 hours in place of a meal. And to add a variety to his steady stream of Hostess and Little Debbie snacks, Mark also had Dorito chips, sugary cereals, and Oreos. His premise was that weight loss is pure calorie counting and not necessarily nutritional value of food. The verdict? He actually shed 27 pounds in 2 months. For the project, he ate less than 1,800 calories a day, and previous to that, he was consuming about 2,600 calories a day. So it's a fairly substantial calorie deficit for him. And this leads into the episode for today. And it's that calorie counting and macro counting, although it's very boring to do, it's probably one of the best, most effective ways of weight loss, barring any other medical condition or metabolic condition. For me personally, getting ready for bodybuilding competitions is something that I would ascribe to pretty rigorously, where 90 to 95% of my diet came from very healthy sources overall. And then I had a little bit of leeway, usually in the evenings, where I would save a few hundred calories for something that I was craving. Now, how is calorie counting and macro counting done? Well, this is the premise behind If It Fits Your Macros. So on If It Fits Your Macros, essentially, you would calculate your protein, carbs, and fats that you're going to be having for the day. There are certain apps out there that are really effective at this, such as MyFitnessPal is a really great one where you can either measure or estimate food choices that you're having throughout the day, and it's going to tell you the breakdown of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. It will also give you general guidelines for your specific goal. So if you want to gain muscle or lose fat and in a certain duration of time, it will tell you exactly how many calories you should be having and the breakdown of protein, carbs, and fats. I've had clients that have tried this method, friends that have tried this method, and it may seem pretty daunting at first to calculate calories from all the food sources that you're having throughout the day. But I say to everybody just to try it out for 10 to 14 days. And what that will do is actually teach you how many calories are in the foods that you're eating. It also teaches proper portion sizes. So you may be eating the right kinds of foods, however, the portion size may be off. And the diet does allow for a little bit of leeway if you save some calories for some type of indulgences. However, like I said, your diet should mostly be made up of nutrition foods so that your health markers, your hormone levels are all optimal, and you have the occasional treat from time to time, as long as it fits within your daily calorie limit. If it's something that you're interested in, go ahead and do your research. You can check out If It Fits Your Macros, some tools that you might need, an app that involves calorie counting. The one that I recommend for most people because of its ease of use is called MyFitnessPal. And like I said, try it out for 10 to 14 days. If it's something that works for you, great. And if not, feel free to try something else. You'll want most of the food sources to come from high quality foods so that you're not deficient in any vitamins or minerals or phitonutrients. And I would definitely would not recommend trying the Twinkie diet, although it is pretty attention grabbing. And I think that was the reason for the study, just to show that weight loss is a function of calorie counting on some level, but you don't want to fill up your diet with just Twinkies, Pop-Tarts. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Be sure to give us a subscribe, a review on iTunes. It helps us grow in the rankings. And it's my intention that in the following weeks, I'm going to be getting a keto expert on the podcast. and we're going to be taking a deep dive into ketogenic dieting, why it's beneficial, if it's something that you can do long term. So be on the lookout for that episode. And with that, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, just send me an email, crowfitness@gmail.com. I'm always here to help. And have a great day.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Biceps and Banter with Brandon Crow. If you like our show, do us a huge subscribe, toss a review on iTunes, or maybe share the show with your friends. And if you want to know more, find us at fastingftw.com. Our Patreon is patreon.com/fastingftw.